Blog Talk Radio.
Our community have become toxic waste, and those in high places are planning to remove the toxic waste. And while we flitter and live this frivolous, foolish life, seeking pleasure from our bodies and pleasure from the bodies of others, and seeking to be famous and wealthy in this world, to be used by the power to make our people think that if you go to school and work hard, you too can be successful. That's a lie. I don't give a damn how many of you go to school and work hard. They select a few out of the mass to deceive the rest that this house is not your house. And you are going to have to think about a house of your own, because white America, listen to me good, man, cannot support you any longer. White America cannot give jobs to her millions of unemployed, much less ours. Did you hear me? Elijah Muhammad told us in the 60s we should pool our resources and get farmland, because there is no freedom without land. You remember those teachings? He said that the time of separation had come, and that we are going to have to think about building a nation of our own. You, in the 60s, you were ready to say it's nation time. You don't say that no more, because you have been deceived into thinking that inclusion into this is your salvation. This that you want to be included in has no future. None.
Greetings and assalamu alaikum. Welcome to tonight's edition of the Time to Leave Blog Talk Radio Show. We're glad to have our listeners on for another edition to talk about the importance and the necessity of us separating into our own communities, not waiting for someone to do it for us, not waiting for an opportunity, but making an opportunity and making a way for us to create our own standards, our own means of subsistence, our own ways of celebrating and mourning and teaching and socializing. We're not doing that on our own now. We're doing it under the supervision and under the permission of somebody else whose laws are over us that are not all just laws. In fact, most of them are unjust laws. So it is definitely time for us to leave. And we, in the Time to Leave movement, we are working hard to initiate a community of our own. In particular, we're working hard to build the Muhammad Farms community here in Brownwood, Georgia. So for tonight's show, we have a special show for tonight. Last weekend, or 2 weeks ago, the weekend of July 5th through the 7th, we had our Founders Day celebration. We were blessed to have members of the Ministry of Agriculture and supporters of Muhammad Farms to come visit us this weekend. And we had a number of events that weekend. Founders Day is really in recognition and commemoration of Master Farhad Muhammad coming and establishing the nation of Islam. So This is the weekend where we celebrate many things. And so we are giving a report today on that weekend. So if you were able to attend, we'd be honored to have you to call in. If you attended Founders Day 2 weeks ago, please press the 1 on your phone and we will bring you in the queue. And we'd like to hear your comments on whether you enjoyed Founders Day, what you found most interesting, areas we could have improved in, any comments you might have or questions. Why do we do things a certain way? You know, what inspired Dr. Ridgely to have a Founders Day? So please press that 1 you dialed and you will be recognized. As for now, we have several people, members of our team that are in the queue. I'm going to bring us all on at the same time. I see Dr. Ridgely, I see Sister Majida, and I see, I believe this is Brother Tony. As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum salam, sir.
Wa alaykum salam.
Yes, sir. So all of you participated in this past Founders Day, and if you all would like to give some comments on what you thought about this this particular Founders Day, especially in since all of us on the call, all of us that are in the queue have participated in past Founders Day. So tell me about this particular one. What you found so special about this one?
I'm gonna talk later, but I want to say this. People have said, told me that this was the best Founders Day ever. Now, I don't know what they meant by that. So maybe those of us who are on the line, maybe you heard some things. Maybe you can comment on that how this Founders Day compared to others.
I would like to share something. This is Sister Majida, and as we know, those of us that attend the Founders Day celebration, it starts with the fish fry. And I noticed this time more than previous years that when the believers were coming in contact with one another, they were greeted each other in Happy Founders Day. And I thought that was, when I first heard it, it kind of took me off guard a little bit. And you know, I saw believers greeting each other, and believers greeted me, and, you know, they were just really uplifted, and the spirit was really high, and they were greeting each other, many of them did, with the greetings of Happy Founders Day. And I was like, yes, ma'am, Happy Founders Day. Because, you know, that's the spirit that we have when we have our annual Savior's Day. So it had that feeling. It had that feeling, the spirit of the believers. And that started that Friday, you know, with the fish fry. So I would say, you know, that was one thing that I noticed that was noticeably different and more. I would say more this year than I had noticed in previous years. And if I may, you know, like our annual Savior's Day, when we come together at Founders Day, it has that excitement to it in that you might be talking to a believer that you have not physically met face to face, and you're in the work together. You know, and we're on the time to leave, and we're conferencing on a weekly basis, and we're sharing thoughts and ideas and energy and all of that, but you've never met that person face to face. And then you get a chance to see them, to have that physical connection, you know, with that person, just like we do at Savior's Day. You know, I had the pleasure of meeting for the first time Sister Niambe, and it was just it's exciting. It has that same kind of excitement. Or believers that you know, but you haven't had a chance to see all year long, like a lot of the believers in the Ministry of Agriculture. Again, we meet on a weekly basis on the phone, but we're not in physical contact with one another. So it's really, I say, it's just really a joyous occasion. And this is, I would say, this is our, what, sixth Founders Day, and you know, it doesn't get old, it doesn't get stale. It's not something that I've already done that, been there, done that. It's just like Savior's Day. It's like a mini Savior's Day. It's always new and exciting and different every time, and I thoroughly enjoy it.
I just wanted to speak to something briefly. One thing that helped it in terms of the people reading, you know, Happy Founders Day, is that the minister wrote a letter in the final call that officially, you know, July 4th is Founders Day. Okay?
Yes, sir.
So it is an official holiday of the Nation of Islam. So I think that that helped and produced that spirit when the people came.
Yes,
because,
sir.
You know, it's basically, it's been sanctioned as a holiday, and we're glad that to be a part of that, and to bring, you know, we meet a lot of people on the phone and in cyberspace, but you can't
mm-hmm.
build a nation in cyberspace. So
right.
you get a chance to meet face to face, actually work together. You learn a whole lot about people when you do some type of work together, and so what we do on Saturday gives, you know, people chance to check each other out, you know, to see if they got it, you know. Because in the
mm-hmm.
end, you know, if we're going to separate, we got to be able to depend on each other and to watch
That's
each other's
right.
back. And it's good to see, you know, that spirit of people are willing to pitch in. I listen to people talking, and everything that had to be done is always people trying to pitch in. You know, how can I help? How can I help? So that's a good time, because that's what you need if you're going to have a community.
That's
it's
right.
Collectively, not there's individuals waiting to be served or spectating and ready to criticize, but actually will pitch in wherever they see there's a need to pitch in. So I think it was just great. And I know sometimes I seem like a sourpuss, you know, because I got so many things on my mind, trying to keep things in place, trying to be ahead of any problems that may arise, trying to figure out which way the weather's going to come and how we're going to handle it if it comes this way versus that way, that type of thing. But, you know, in the end, you know, everybody seems to enjoy themselves, and the thing is to enjoy each other, because this
yes,
is what
sir.
Founders Day is about. And I'm going to say this, too. I've studied a little bit about the development of civilization. And the white man, he says he comes together for to get things and for protection. In other words, they come together because they want to get some things like water and food, and then they want protection. But we developed civilization because we had to figure out a way to feed and clothe everybody that we wanted in the family. In other words, our first move was socialization. Okay, our first move was collectiveness, and then we had to figure out the best way for everybody to eat and to have make a living. But the main thing is that we wanted to be together and make sure everybody is taken care of and happy, because we just love each other. You know, we just you know, we moved from individual family to the village to the whole country, and that's how it used to be before we were interrupted. Our development was interrupted by another being who we thought was human, and we allowed amongst us, and then we found out later on that this person was not human, but you know, it was too late. And now we found out that the person not only not human, the person is the devil. And it's hard for people to accept that, but if you don't accept that, he'll sneak in and do it again, because he just can't help himself. Because in the end, he don't like work, okay? He does not like work, and his body is not made for work. Is weak, okay? And also, you know, he can't take the sun. So it ain't much he can do. So he's always got to figure out a way to get somebody else to do the work. And you can't have somebody around like that who's always shucking and jiving and trying to get you to do his work. So that destroys the peace. So I'm going to shut up right now, because I got to deliver a paper, and y'all keep on talking. I'll be right back.
Yes, sir. We got our brother Tony on, but before we get into the aspect that he was very, very successful and attractive in, I'm going to talk about one of my favorite parts of the Founders Day, and that was the food, the food, the food. I mean, Sister Majida, Sister Ann, and Sister Zakia, the three of you sisters, you really laid it out this time around. And then the delivery, I mean, you know, I wanted to get some pictures of the food processing in the line. By the time I got my ready to take some pictures, the line was gone. And there was plenty of people there. It wasn't just like a handful of people. It was plenty of people there on the Friday fish fry and on the Saturday meal. But you all handled it in such a way that the food was not only very good, it was very plentiful, and the waiting in the line was almost negligible. So, you know, do you have any comments on, can you share some of your tips or anything you may have done this time that you didn't do last time that made it go so smoothly?
Well, all I would say in that is, you know, it's always an honor and a pleasure and a privilege for me to help out during Founders Day in any way I can. And whether it's cooking or whatever, you know, Allah allows me to have the ability to do, you know, I'm grateful to be able to put forth that effort, you know, for the success of Founders Day in helping Sister Ann and Dr. Ridgely. And, you know, you know, just like with anything else, there's planning. You know, Sister Ann, she instructs us on what we need to do, and then she gives us a little room to have some creativity on our own as well. But, you know, it's just a level of organization. Sister Ann sets the tone, and, you know, we just be right there to assist her in it and making sure we have, you know, what we need when we need it. You know, it's a labor of love, so that transfers into the food. And, you know, it's an opportunity. I think everything we do, whenever we take on situations like this, it's always an opportunity for us to show the growth and development of ourselves. So if I was late with the food last year, I'm going to do all that I can this year to be better at it, to be more organized at it. So just like with anything else that you do that you want to be successful in, you know, you put things in place to where you can be more organized. And I think that's what we did this time with the help of Allah and, you know, all of those that were there to assist. I'm just grateful to be able to do my little part. I'm thankful my daughter was here with me to help. You know, she is just like a standing thing. You already know. You already know where you're going to be for Founders Day. So have your time and your ticket because you already know. This is the place to be. During July 4th celebration, Muhammad Farms, you know, that's just it. So we had a good time. You know, we worked hard. It always feels good. Again, I keep referring to Savior's Day. Just like a mini Savior's Day, we're going to work. We're going to do what needs to be done. By the grace of Allah, we're going to be successful. We're going to be exhausted to no end, and we're going to be rejoiced and exceedingly glad. And that's what it was. Praise be to Allah.
Praise be to Allah. And it's not just me. I heard comments, multiple comments of people who are so happy and enjoyed the food and said this is a good conference and they really enjoyed the food. So it's interesting.
And I have to say there's other sisters that help out too. Sister Linda, Sister Pamelia, Sister Starlet. There's other sisters that are there, you know, waiting to help make it a successful event. And if I forget anyone's name, it's, you know, charge it to my mind and not remembering. But, you know, I know those sisters are, you know, they're right there. They're right there all the time. You know, like Doc said, you know, how can I help? What do you need me to do? You know, so, you know, it's no one man show, no one woman show. You know, we all work together in community. And like we say, when we were posting the flyer, this is a glimpse. This is a glimpse of what we can do in community.
That's right. That's right. Yeah, earlier this year, in the beginning of the year, you know, Dr. Ridgely, when we first started planning Founders Day, we had a caller on the show ask about Founders Day. And I started talking, saying that, you know, what we need to do with Founders Day is expand the agricultural part and also include some technology and skilled trades. And so Dr. Ridgely challenged me. He said, well, brother, why don't you do it then? Why don't you take charge? You know, those of us in the Ministry of Agriculture, anybody that's ever worked with Dr. Ridgely knows that if you make a suggestion, you got to be careful because that suggestion is going to be your assignment. So I accepted the challenge, and I did a little organizing to put together the skilled trades, the youth technology and skilled trades workshop. And the first person I called, the person I always go to, my go-to brother on skilled trades, was Brother Tony. And like a real soldier he is, he accepted the challenge. Assalamu alaikum, Brother Tony.
Wa alaikum salam, Brother Carlton.
Yes, sir.
Yes,
first thing I want to say is I thank you, brother. Thank you for accepting the challenge, and thank you for conducting such a dynamic workshop. I looked over there, and there were so many people standing around you, electrified, Brother Tony. And could you just share with some of the listeners who may not have been there what your workshop was about and some of your observations of, in general, of Founders Day?
Yes, sir. First of all, thank you to you, your wife, Dr. Ridgely, Sister Ann, and everybody in the Time to Leave movement. Thank you for being patient with me and my progress. But enough said on that. I thank you for making the call and asking me to be a part of that wonderful event. To see the believers there, man, with that beautiful spirit, and not just a beautiful spirit, but it was just a welcoming type of spirit that says, you know, almost like to a prodigal son, welcome home. So as far as the skilled trades, it's something that is very near and dear to me. I explained to the participants in the mechanical trades workshop that I really got my start from Muhammad Farms. And, you know, I would have never gotten into the mechanical trades had I not learned something about using leverage and understanding how things work, how they break, and how you got to repair it. You know, so I explained to them my foundation, and I will always make that my foundation, Muhammad Farms and my experience there. But what we did was something that I kind of took from the apprenticeship program that I was a part of. I knew that it would work, especially if you come with the, like Sister Majida says, of the labor of love type of mentality. I wanted to gather the group together so that they could use some group operation steps. What we were able to do was demonstrate to the group, you know, how to understand a basic blueprint. Now, of course, on my side, that's pipe fitting. But if you can understand a mechanical blueprint, even on a basic level, then you can understand a blueprint on many different levels. You can understand the schematic. You deal with schematics, Brother Carlton. And yeah, so they can even start, they can break that stuff down. It looks very foggy. It looks very scary. So what we were able to do was explain, and it didn't take a lot of time, explain and break up into three different groups, or at least groups of three, a group operation step. They were able to look at the blueprint. I was able to explain to them, and they were able to help break it down as a group. And from that, we were able to go to the board, the dry erase board, and I was able, which I ran out of time, I was able to show them how to draw an isometric blueprint, and they understood it. So the beautiful thing was to see the believers who didn't know, and I knew they didn't know. Of course they wouldn't know. They never dealt with it before. The beautiful thing was to see all of them working as groups in groups, and they were not trying to override each other, and they weren't trying to, you know, downplay or downgrade anybody. They all worked together, and I saw like a light come on. They understood exactly what they were looking at. And so that was the beautiful part of it. I was also able to teach a little welding, which I gave Brother Musa, who was very attentive. I gave him a new auto-darkening welding hood. I don't know if he got a chance to show that to anybody else, but that was my gift to him for being so attentive.
Wow. Yeah, brother, I mean, next to you, I was watching, I was like, these people aren't just, you know, sometimes, you know, when people have workshops and expositions and stuff, people casually walk by and they look for a while and nod their head and they keep walking. But these people were jockeying for the best position to get the best view. And I was like, wow. So what do you think is at the root of their interest in what you were doing, brother? Do you think it was because they were maybe considering the trade for themselves, or was it just the lights, or was it you? Because I know you have a way of delivering and communicating your profession in a way that's easier to understand. So what do you think was the root of their attraction and interest in your workshop?
Well, I'm going to just level in short, because for the sake of time. Much, and this may be hard to believe, Brother Carlton and Sister Majita, listening audience, but much of what I learned in terms of presentation actually come from being around Dr. Ridgely. I know that's hard
really?
To believe, but yes, I know that whenever you're talking to a group, in particular with our people, if you're able to put them in a setting to where they're not being, shamed, our people have an issue with being shamed. What I immediately started doing was breaking them up into working groups. It wasn't so much as my presentation. It was the fact that they were in a working group together, working on a project. That's what held their attention. It wasn't so much as my presentation. It was the fact that they get a chance to work on a project together. How would it be if we were able to work on projects to build a community? So that's really in a nutshell for the soft and what held their attention. I knew it would. I've always known it. And just to say that, you know, I'm a product of that type of training in the pipe fitting apprenticeship program. They use that type of method in their apprenticeship programs because it works.
Wow, praise be to Allah. Well, listeners, right now we are 30 minutes into our program. If you find what we're talking about interesting, anything Sister Machida may have said, or Brother Tony or Dr. Richard said at this point, or you got a comment, please press the 1. And we will bring you in so you can ask your question or make your comment. One of the things that we're hoping to do, and we're planning to do, Allah willing, if Dr. Richard sees it fit, we want to make the youth technology and skilled trades workshops a permanent part of Founders Day, and not only a permanent part of it, we want to expand it. We want to expand it, and we want to have turn it into where it could be something like a Nation of Islam Technology and Skilled Trades Expo. So what do you all think about that? I see someone has pressed the 1 on the dial. Caller with the last 4 digits, 1964. What is your name and where are you calling from?
As-salamu alaykum. This is Sister Pamelia from Louisville.
Well, alaykum salam, Sister Pamelia.
Yes, sir. Just wanted to say that we've enjoyed Founders Day as usual, always. Each year it does get better. And just want to echo Sister Vegeta and you that we meet people we haven't met before. We put a name, put faces with the name. And people, it seems like every year is new people that we meet all the time. And the food was excellent, excellent, excellent. And it was so good. And we just had a nice time fellowshipping with the sisters. We were just sitting around Friday evening and then Saturday, and it's always a joy for me to help out. I come knowing that I'm going to help out in any type of way. So we just had a wonderful time. Yes, ma'am. And then one thing that made it wonderful this year, we was able to, another couple from our study group was able to come, and actually they're pioneers. She said she was going to be listening, and they went, as we know, we call it the first term, and this is the first time they had been to the farm, and the brothers and sisters, they were instrumental in helped bringing us into the nation over 30 years ago. So it was filled their hearts that they wanted to come, and they enjoyed it. And so that was a highlight for us, for them able to travel and come to the farm for the first time. So again, we've enjoyed it. Yes, ma'am, as usual, in the spirit. And just want to let you know, just we want to keep on going, and with Allah's grace, we'll do it again. It's like we said, like a I won't even say a mini Savior's Day. It's just a break. Yeah, Savior's Day, Founders Day, Savior's Day, Founders Day. We have to get in that spirit that we'll, and more people come. So we just appreciate everything.
Yes, ma'am.
So Dr. Ridgely and Sister Ann and Brother Carl and Sister Magidi, you all work so hard. So anytime we come, we just feel like we've got to help, because you all down there working, and we want to help when we're so far away. So we have to help when we come. And we were able to come in a little early this year, so we were able to ride around in some of the streets in Brunswick, just looking. And we saw some of the neighborhoods and the houses, and we stopped. We didn't go in because they didn't have a sign, but just the landscaping and the area. So we just wanted to get a feel, because normally we come in and just go straight to the fish fry, but this year we came in a little earlier, so that Friday morning we was able to just ride around and look in some of the neighborhoods, just looking, you know, that's all I'm saying about that.
Yes, ma'am. Praise you.
Yes, so I just want to let you all know that all praise is due to Allah, and inshallah, we'll see y'all soon, and we just had a good time.
Well, praise be to Allah. I'm sure Sister Majida will have the same sentiment that we enjoyed having you and Brother William. You all are a couple that come every year, and so it wouldn't be the same if you all didn't show up one year, so you got to keep coming, okay?
Yes,
right. The spirit that you all come with, too, yes, praise be to Allah.
Well, thank you. Yes, sir, thank you, sir. You're welcome.
All right.
Well, you know,
and if I could just say right now, we would be remiss in our duty if we did not give a special shout out to Sister Judith Muhammad. Every year she brings down a van load,
right,
and a lot of first timers, and helps them have that experience, especially with regards to Footsteps of the Messenger. You know, and she goes around and she does interviews, little mini interviews, asking people, you know, what the believers, what they think about Founders Day, where they are, you know, who they are, where, what city they're from. So, you know, our videographer, Sister Judith, she brings that love and that spirit every year. And again, you know, just the people that she brings to have that experience of Founders Day. And I say, as believers, and especially with children, we're almost duty bound to at least one time in our Islamic life make a trip to Footsteps of the Messenger. It's almost like how can we not, if we have the opportunity to do that? And I tell you, and I know we'll get more into that. I remember the first time. And it touches me every time I hear it. I remember the first time we went to the Footsteps of the Messenger, which was in 2010. And when we heard about how the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad worked at the brickyard and then caught a ride, if he was able to, and or walked back to Cordill, which is approximately, 45 miles, in a climate where, you know, the hatred of the black man was so thick and so prevalent, but that knowing that he had just got paid, but he's taking that money home to his family, Sister Claire Muhammad and their children. You know, when I first heard that, I said, my God, what kind of man is this, right? But we know, but then it was like, well, what kind of woman am I? And I say I follow him if I'm not going to commit myself that way. So I remember the first time I heard that, Dr. Ridgely and Sister Ann telling that story, I was like, we just, you know, we have to do all we can as believers in doing for ourselves and building community, because, you know, he has sacrificed so much, and the Most Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan sacrificed so much for us.
Yes,
that,
ma'am.
You know, we've got to build community. We've just got to do it.
That's right. Thank you, Sister Medea. We have a caller, with the last four digits, 9073. What is your name and where are you calling from?
Assalamu alaikum. This is Sister Akila Muhammad from the Louisville, Kentucky Study Group. And I'm the sister that Sister Camille spoke of a little earlier. My husband and I were blessed for the first time to be able to participate in Founders Day. And I honestly came in just a little bit late, but I have to say that I cannot express the joy that we felt from being a part of this experience this year. It's something that I've heard of for several years. Another brother and sister, Brother Lonnie, Sister Brenda Muhammad from Huntsville, Alabama, participate as well and have talked to us about it in the past. Sister Pamelia, her husband, Brother William, have been talking about it. So we just made a point to attend, and I'm so thankful that we did. I cannot express the joy that we both felt to be a part of history, if you will, from the moment that we pulled into the road and we started seeing all this acreage, and to realize that this was just a small portion of what the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad purchased for us as a people, brought tears to my eyes. I cannot express how I felt to be there and to be among believers. But when I met Dr. Ridgely, met his wife, Sister Ann, the warmth, the sacrifice, the struggle was real. You know, we've seen pictures, we've read, we've heard, but when you are actually there and you stand and you look and you realize the potential of what Master Farah Muhammad taught the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, and I think of the sacrifice that this brother and his wife are making to keep this functioning. And it was painful. You know, it really was painful for me to think about, wow, well, you know, this is our nation. How can we help? What can we do? Because it's a massive undertaking. And to know the time that we're in, to realize what the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad has taught us, to be a witness to the things that have happened, to think and study about what Mr. Farrakhan is teaching us now, it was really it was an humbling experience. And it really gave me a different perspective. As many years as I've been a part of this nation, it has given me a whole new perspective on what the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad did for us as a people. I enjoyed it thoroughly, and I'm looking forward to meeting and seeing again the people that I met this time, meeting more people, and pray a lot that we'll be able to continue doing this annually. So to everyone, love all of you. Thank you so much. To Dr. Ridgely and Sister Ann, thank you, thank you, thank you. All praises due to Allah.
Praise be to Allah.
Praise be to Allah. It is an honor having you make the commitment to come, sister, and all we ask is spread the word and continue to support, and we are committed, and I'm sure I'm speaking for my wife and everybody in the Ministry of Agriculture. We're committed to make it improvements and make it better every year. And so please stay in contact with us, and I know you will, because you're hooked now. So thank you very much, sister.
Yes, sir.
Praise be to Allah.
That was beautiful. And if I could just
go ahead.
That was our sentiment when we came in 2010. And from that point, we said we have to be here. And Allah helped us to put things in motion so that we can make it a reality. But I understand completely, sister, that sentiment. I do. That's what helped drive us to be here. Yes, ma'am. Praise be to Allah. It was beautiful.
And it looks like our sister Ann, has joined the call. Assalamu alaikum, ma'am.
Oh, wa alaikum salam. Oh, I didn't have anything to say. I was just listening.
Praise
oh, well, your finger must have pushed that one.
I'm traveling.
Okay.
I won't be doing much talking.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Safe
yes,
travels, ma'am.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm in agreement with you, Sister Majida. That's some quite a bit of gratification we just received.
Yes, it was.
Yes.
Praise be to Allah. So we still have time, brothers and sisters. If you would like to make a comment or ask a question,
Assalamu alaikum. This is Dr. Richard. Can you hear me?
Yes, we
okay,
can.
All right, I was driving. I'm back on the farm, but I was driving back to the farm, and as I was coming on that the road that you know that we dug around our other road that we built, and we had these barrels that we put in the road to keep people from going in the bad spots, right? Well, I saw the barrels turned over, but I didn't see no tracks. I thought maybe somebody drove through there and turned the barrels over, but I didn't see no tracks. So then when I get back, I start noticing, trees down and stuff.
So what?
So a tornado came through here, and Silas was in his trailer, and he said he got out of that trailer and went into the bunkhouse. You know, that's a steel building. He said, yeah, so a tornado came through here, small tornado. And,
wow!
I'm going down here to see if the house is still here. Yeah, everything. So yeah, nothing bad here. He said it went from here and then it went through Braunwood, tore some trees in Braunwood. But I'm back here at the house and we don't see no damage here. But yeah, a little tornado came through. I knew them barrels. I said, well, why would them barrels be turned over like that? But I didn't see no tracks. I said something flipped them barrels over. And sure enough, a little. Mm. Little small tornado. What? One I see a casualty. Brother Carlson.
Yes.
I see a casualty. You know the. Okay. The tent that we put up over the tent, the blue one, the first one. It bent. It didn't knock it down, but it bent it in pretty good.
The tent is still up.
Yeah,
it's still up. I'm gonna knock the water out of it because it got water caught in that bent it. I'm gonna knock this water out of it. So
yeah,
The sirens were going off here in Albany earlier, so I don't know.
And you know what?
The sirens were going off here in Albany.
Oh, did?
Yes.
Okay. Well, yeah. Something came through here. Wasn't that big?
Oh, it's through here strong. I told my husband, I said, that's a storm. He's like, no, just a heavy rain. I said, no, look at how it's whipping outside. It was, wind was whipping.
Was that during the program or before the program?
No, it was before the program, like an hour before. Yeah, it was going pretty good.
Well, it must have come from y'all direction through here because it got through here not too long ago. Oh, Sister Ann, it did get the other gazebo, the one in the back.
Oh,
the new tent,
no.
The new top. It's gone.
Oh, no.
Praise be to Allah, it got some good duty in, at least for one day.
Yeah, we got
some
good duty in for Founders Day. Yeah, but the second one is... water is a lot longer than, but it held up. But the first one, the one nearest your kitchen,
uh-huh.
that one got bent up pretty bad, and the top is messed up.
Now, Dr. Ridgely.
Goodness.
Yes.
Yeah, with some
yes.
of the time remaining, can you give a summary or evaluation of how you think this Founders Day went compared to previous Founders Day?
Well. I said the best part for me was when we had the on Saturday, because you weren't there, Brother Carlson, and Sister Ann wasn't there, Brother Sister Majita wasn't there, and Brother Tony wasn't there because he was outside. But we discussed the issue of separation, and in particular, my question was straight up. I said, you know, why does it seem that people are reluctant to make a physical move, you know, out of the city so we can move to, you know, particular locations. And I like the honesty of the people, and I learned a lot from it. The main thing I learned was that people have property in those cities and they have family. So property and family is preventing them from making a move. You know, I can understand that. People have homes now. You know, before in the 50s, you know, very few of us in the 60s, very few of us had homes in the cities. All of us are renters. But what they have done is allowed us to buy homes, especially out there in the, and even some, you know. So now we have property in the cities. And so it, we then got locked in. And we got family who not don't want to leave. So it's not that the people are, you know, hypocritical or don't believe or whatever, but they really are torn. You know, they're torn between, okay, we know we need to move and get together as a group somewhere, but I got family members, I got property, you know. So it's really heart-wrenching. So I learned a lot from that, and I feel sorry for the people because I understand it's tough, you know. But and people are trying to work it out. They're trying to figure out how they can make it work. But that was significant for me to really listen to and understand that what people were going through. They were actually they wanted to make a move, but they got some serious figuring out they got to do.
Yes, sir. And one more question, Dr. Visney, do you recall the conversation we had near the beginning of the year about doing some different things at Founders Day? And I said, hey, why don't we do, you know, I was talking about maybe doing some technical skill stuff, skill trade stuff. And then you said, hey, why don't you make it happen? And,
right.
You know, we had the skill trades part and we had the youth tech part. And I was thinking, did you get any feedback? Or do you have any feedback at all how that may have contributed overall to Founders Day?
Well, I know a couple of people who were in the skilled trades, okay, and through corporate America, you know what I mean, from the skilled trade position that they had, started off as skilled tradesmen. In particular, I'm talking about a particular brother in Birmingham, Brother Imrani. He used to be down there, and he used to work for Shell. And I can tell he was really into what Brother Tony was doing, and he brought down – he always brings youth, young people with him. And I think that made him so happy to be able to show the young people, you know, look, this is what we're doing in the Nation of Islam. You know what I'm talking about? You know, this is this is what you can do. We really are talking about building a nation. We're not just lip service. We actually got people who got skills, and want to train you in skills and want to build. And I think that people, okay, you know, I like putting people together in groups, you know, like Tony with his team. But I do it when they come to Founders Day because I put them all in groups because we go to different parts of the farm to do different things. And there's always a person who's been there before, and that person becomes the leader of the group. So people get a chance to take instructions from each other and not just me, and to have faith in that person, you know what I mean? And then to give them feedback. But that is so important because that is how we built the damn pyramids. We built it as a group. And this person has got us all tore up and individualized and trying to make it on our own. And thinking that we can't do nothing. Well, you can't do nothing by your damn self. He know that. That's why he breaks us up. You know, even talking about how we're going to set up a family business. How are you going to set up a family business with no stable families? How are you going to set up a family business with no stable families? And that's how businesses started. The big corporations started from family businesses. So they tore our families. They tore our communities. So what I'm trying to do is at least put us together for a minute to show, hey, look, we can do this if we work together.
That's
it ain't
right.
about me and you. It's about us. And so I think that was something that I saw working, you know. And I think that's what people can take
Praise
from it. We can do this.
That's right.
Yes, sir. Praise be to Allah. Well, that's, you know, me and Brother Tony talk about it quite often. You know, that's what we really want to do. We want to allow willing. We're going to go back into our networks. We're going to go back to people who are affected by it. And we want to have a presence in the youth technology and skilled trades. We want to double that portion of it. And every year we want to have it be bigger and bigger and more.
That's right.
So that we can see that, you know, agriculture, like Tony talks about it real good all the time, how agriculture is the mother of all the other skilled trades. And so, you know, just like you said, instead of showing, you know, trying to do two separate things, we're going to bring it together. We're going to have people come that, you know, you have to support all of it. You have to support where you're getting your food from, and you have to support, you can't separate that from the success of technology in the trades. So,
well, the thing is, you know, all of those trades started to serve agriculture, okay? It started to serve agriculture. So you got the engineering, and you got the surveying, you got the fixing equipment, you got the making equipment. All that stuff started from that, and then we developed into particular skills where those become separate but of themselves, but they will first make the food system work, because that's the first, you got to have water and you got to have food, okay?
That's
and
right.
So you got to make those two things work if you're going to live. And so then you get more sophisticated and you get more specialized, but now the enemy has made us look at all these things as separate and got us competing against one another instead of using those things to work with one another. So, again,
right,
what we're trying to do is show people that we can do this, but we got to do it together, because you can't do it individually. So we got to learn how to put aside our egos.
That's right.
And let's get this thing done.
But can I say something?
Yes, sir.
This is something I just spoke with my – I talked with you earlier, Dr. Ridgely, my brother-in-law, him and his wife. You know, we're going to be partnering up and, you know, we're going to do things kind of, you know, more frugal, moving in together and everything. But he's a high school principal over in Dooley County. And he explained to me that he's only going to try to do this education thing for a couple more years, and he said, I've been thinking about finding a trade.
Wow.
I'm thinking about finding a trade, man, because he don't like doing what he has to do. He know it ain't right what they shoving down these children's throats in the school.
Wow.
So he's sick of it. He wants to go into a skilled trade.
Wow.
And so, you know, I'm encouraging the brother to do it. You know, okay, he's 50-something years old. I'm encouraging him to do it. But, you know, he's even teaching his children now that, okay, I don't want y'all to, you know, be forced into thinking that you going to a four-year university and getting a degree is the way out. He said, get a little bit of that, but go to a technical college and get what you need. This has become a new trend now. People are bypassing, racking up all this debt from college, and they go into the technical colleges now.
Come on.
Okay, so we are going to be transitioning one way or another. The minister's right. We are going to separate. That's going to happen. And so people are being forced to, and fortunately, we're in a position to be able to welcome them home.
Praise be to Allah.
Praise be to Allah. You know, I also want to give a shout out to one of my brothers I'm training, one of my students, Brother Khalik Muhammad. He's the son of Brother Khalif and Sister.
Oh, yeah.
What's his mom's name? Sister Majida?
Sister Monique.
Brother Tony, what's
Sister Monique.
Sister Monique, right. Yes. The brother is a product of homeschooling. And, you know, I can't take credit for you know, teaching him everything he knows, or just, I can just take credit on guiding him in the directions and opening some doors for him to make decide where he wants to go. And what I was impressed with is how much the participants were drawn to him. You know, I said a few things, they asked me a few questions, and then I let brother talk, and he said some things, and they asked him a whole bunch of questions. So. And, you know, I understand he's on people's Facebook page and whatnot. And so it's exciting to me that we, you know, also we have the youth there that we can show that, you know, this is something that youth can do now. They don't have to wait till they're adults or, you know, they're past 18. They can start working with technology and skilled trades as young folks. And, you know, that way, you know, as we grow and as Founders Day moves on, we'll have more and more youth projects. My wife had some,
builder
had made some. Yeah, I was gonna say my wife last Savior's Day you made the two man made games. And once again, they had the popularity with the youth. And so, Allah willing, next year we'll have much more activities for youth, and we'll get more youth involved. So,
well,
and we are down
Brother
to
Carlton,
the last 5 minutes. Yes, sir. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say I was actually blown away by the fact that you all had the ability not only to fix tools, but like the motherboard that's inside of some of the tools. See, that's very important for me because as a skilled tradesman, it's very costly to have to keep purchasing tools because you can't fix a motherboard. I don't know how to fix a motherboard. So this whole thing works hand in hand in terms of skilled trades. A lot of people don't know that. They think that a brick mason is on an island by himself, a carpenter's doing his own thing, but it all works hand in hand. So I was just absolutely blown by that, brother.
Praise be to Allah. Yeah, and so it's like we don't know who we have. You know, this was a brother that came to Founders Day last year by himself. He drove from one of the Carolinas. I think it's North Carolina. He came by himself last year, and he came again this year. And the brother was he was in the skilled trades and technology section the whole time. I mean, he was just taking notes, writing things down. And you know, we exchanged numbers. And so, you know, this is how companies are made. You know, this is how alliances are made. And so the goal is, you know, at least for me in the South here, in the Muhammad Farms community, we want to manufacture something that has a technological base. And so,
right.
You know, my job right now is to help get the brain power in, you know, attract people, but homegrown it from the youth here. And Allah willing, we'll be able to manufacture something right here, you know, just from the brothers here, and then getting resources from contacts we make at Founders Day. So praise be to Allah. So closing comments. Anybody want to make any? We're down to the last 3 minutes. Any closing comments? Sister Majida, let the sister go first.
Yes, sir. I just want to say praise be to Allah that we have experienced another successful Founders Day, and look forward to next year, and thank Dr. Ridgely and Sister Ann over and over. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam. Brother Tony?
Yes, it was just a very, very beautiful thing to be able to serve in the best way that I know how, and the field trades for Founders Day. I'm looking forward to next year and doing it much better.
Praise be to Allah. Dr. Visually, any closing
comments? Is this the Ann online? Is this the Ann online?
Yes, I'm online.
Are you going to say anything or not?
Yes, I can now. We are at the hotel. I just want to say thank you to everybody that participated. Sister Majida, her daughter, Brother Carlton, and all of the participants who drove down, who drove over. It was just a wonderful time. Even though I didn't have as much time to spend with everybody, I thoroughly enjoyed it.
Praise be to Allah. Dr. Vision?
Well, there you have it. Well, there you have it. Well, you know, we enjoy that the people enjoy. You know, it's a lot of work on me and Sister Ann in terms of planning and keeping things going and cooking and doing all this type of stuff. But when we see y'all happy, that makes us happy. And even though we be tired and glad to see y'all go safely, especially safely, you know, that 'cause we worry about that. We really do. And but you know, we ready for another one. You know, we'll try to make it better. But it's a labor of love. And again, if I can make the believers happy, that makes me happy.
Praise be to Allah. Well, there you have it, brothers and sisters. Please tune in next week for our next show. And once again, thank you for all your support and love and helping us to build knowledge and build support around our community building efforts. As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum as-salam. Down and out, losing ground. Although I am black and brown, problems got me pessimistic.
out of my skull. My grandma passed, my brother's gone.
Alone.
I never at once felt so alone.
Alone.
I know you're supposed to be my steering wheel,
uh-huh.
Not just my spare tire. But Lord, I ask you to be my force and truth. For some strange reason, it had to be. He guided me to Tennessee.
Then
out of nowhere, you tell me to break out of the country and into more countries. Fast eyes burst into Ripley,
uh-huh.
Where the ghost of childhood haunts me. Walk the roads my forefathers walked, climb the trees my forefathers hung from. Ask those trees for all their wisdom. They tell me my ears are so young. Go back to whence you came, my family tree, my family name. For some strange reason, it had to be. He guided me to Tennessee.
Down to Holly Springs. Razadon and Baba, they went down to Peachtree. Headliner, I challenge you to a game of horseshoes. A game of horseshoes!
Now I see the importance of history. While my people be in the mess that they be. Many journeys to freedom made in vain by brothers on the corner playing